Where did human languages come from, and why are there so many? We can be sure of one thing. There weren't a bunch of committees sitting around the planet a few hundred thousand years ago deciding that it would be a jolly good thing if there were languages, or even one language, and then designing it from the ground up and saying, well, it would be jolly nice if languages had words and if we could make sentences and so forth. So, the crucial question about the origin of languages, why did it happen, and how did it happen? If I had a time machine, I'd certainly use it to go back and check it out. I fancy a TARDIS because the blue telephone boxes look rather nice. But in the absence of TARDISes, one can only speculate. We know that other species have perfectly good communication systems for doing what they do. Chimpanzees call to each other. Bees dance to tell other bees where the honey is. Why did we end up speaking and having a human language? In fact, we don't know. All we can do is speculate, and that speculation is being carried on right now by various kinds of scientists, and to some extent the results are satisfactory. On the other hand, they are still rather speculative. We can be a little more certain about why there are so many languages, because over recorded history we have seen how what was once one language has become dialects, and then how, after a period, the dialects have become multiple languages. So in the history of Northern Europe, we know that there was only one, probably one Germanic language in the far distant past, 3,000 years ago, say, and there are now a whole number of Germanic languages, including the Scandinavian languages, German, English. We also know that there are times when languages disappear. There are various ways in which languages can come not to exist anymore. For example, all of the people who speak a language may die out for one reason or another, or all of the people who speak a language may end up switching to another language. This is happening across the planet at the moment at quite alarming rates. Languages that were spoken by perhaps quite large communities are dying out all the time. So, languages both differentiate and become multiple languages, and the same thing happens in reverse when languages cease to be spoken, and this is sometimes called language death. So, while we've been able to observe language death in our own lifetime, nobody has experienced a language or languages coming to life from nothing. That is something that we can only guess at.